So today, I have a few minutes to talk to you about stepping into a child's world. And I know all of you either have in the past or are currently or may in the future be stepping into a child's world. Maybe every morning, that's basically what greets you your life, is your children, pretty much right now, if you have young ones at home. And I guess we could put one adverb before this word, stepping, for this handout, the last handout in your folder. It's successfully. Successfully stepping into a child's world. How can you do it successfully? Because all of you are influencing children, whether they're your own, or they're your grandchildren, or they're neighbor children. You are an influence, whether it's through a simple smile or through a word that you can speak to them. How can you successfully step into their world? The verse that has really been on my heart on this topic, I put the whole, it's a number of verses actually, from Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I put them all here. They're in the King James, maybe you have a different version, but let me read them to you because I think in order to successfully step into a child's world, it has to be, your world has to be centered around God's Word. And the Word of God has to be part of your conversation, it has to be part of your activity. It isn't like you're going to sit all day and read the Bible, okay? Right, we have work all the time. We're just, there's dishes, there's laundry, there's soccer practice, there's music practice, there are all these things going on. But I love this verse because it basically says, well, as you're doing that, keep the scripture on your mind. Let's read these verses, or just follow along as I read them. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words, which I command thee this day, shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Isn't that rich? I mean, you can just read that like every day or multiple times like I did the other day. I just kept reading it. I'm like, there is so much in those verses right there. But what it's really, the main point is teach God's word to your children. Now, the whole passage starts out by reminding the people, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind. And the gospel writers reiterate this because remember when Jesus is asked, what's the most important command in the Bible? Here's his answer. And he said, the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. How can we love God if we don't know his word? Have you ever asked your kid what's the most important commandment in the Bible? Ask that's great, great conversation starter with them about God and who he is. But here's a word, a phrase that really sticks out to me. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. They're supposed to be in our heart. And you know what I thought about? Everything else that's trying to get in our heart. Right now, we live in a world where there's a battle not only for your attention and for your souls, but there is a battle for the souls, for the attention, for the love of your children. And I walk through a neighborhood, and you know what I pretty much see when I walk by these houses with the windows open and the doors open? I see these giant TV screens with beautiful color flashing on them. And this is not a message against TV, okay? But it hit me the other day. This is what I'm seeing. I go down, and this is what these kids are being bombarded by. I know one of my neighbors, they have kids' TVs in all their kids' rooms. Their kids go to sleep with the TV. They keep it on while they sleep. I mean, this is just a constant thing. And all I'm trying to say is, how can we have God's word in our heart when everything else is in there? You know, how can we, just as a mom, as a lady, how can you love God's word? How can I love God's word if I've got all these other things that are crowding it out? And I found in my own life, when I'm spending time on things that don't matter, when I do have a few spare minutes, then there's the only that little, there's some time to get in my heart. What's going to get in my heart? Is it going to be the word? Or is it going to be a TV show or a sitcom or, you know, Facebook? Or what is it going to be when you have that? I'm not saying those things are wrong, okay, if they honor God. But how can we have these words in our heart? Because we want to successfully step into our children's world. We want to be successful in getting the word of God in their heart, so it has to start with us. And that's why all these sessions beforehand, you know, having a relationship with God, having time in his word, having time in prayer, those are going to be help you to be the mom, help you and me, I, to be the moms we need to be, the ladies we need to be. How do we put his words in our heart? First of all, I say, make sure there has to be room for it, right? It's a choice that we make. How are we going to put God's word in our heart? And I have blanks. I'm sorry if you don't have a pen. There's a three words that start with an R, but there are pens around if you need one. And the three blanks are read scripture, recite scripture, and remember scripture. So we read scripture with our children. We recite it with them. We say the verses. Like if any of your kids are in NBT this week, they are trying to memorize some verses, right? And so they say those verses. They're great things to talk about, great words to speak in the car while you're driving or whatever. And then remember scripture. How can you remember? You know, when your kid has a problem or they're upset about something that just happened and they kind of have maybe a little angry outburst or they start crying or whatever it is, instead of trying to, oh, it's okay, stop and think, okay, what scripture verse can I give them? That's what's going to be powerful. So it even happened this morning on the way here. I can't remember what it was. They were upset about, oh no. Someone they invited didn't come, and they were really upset. I said, wait a minute, what does the Bible say about that? So, you know, the Bible says we go into the world, tell people about Jesus, but you can't drag them, you know. You just do your job. You do what you're supposed to do, and God will take care of the rest. So remember scripture when there's a problem. Read it, recite it, remember it. Let it be in our hearts. Joshua 1:8 says this, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous." Then you'll have good success. And I know every single one of you who has children in this room, you want them to be successful. None of you want, oh, I want my kid to be a bum one day and, you know, just living on the streets. And no, we want them to be successful. We want the best for them. Here it is. Here's how you have good success. It's all centered around God's word. So teach them diligently, those next verses say. It's the verb, right? Teach. The next verb, talk. And then there's some clauses there. When you sit in your house, you're sitting down, talk about it. Talk about the scripture. What did you learn in your devotions today? You can ask your ones who are able to read. Or here's what God taught me in my Bible reading today. You know, I love what my mom tells me. She still tells me, oh, I was reading these verses, and this is how God spoke to me. I love that. You know, it encourages me. When you sit in your house, when you walk, by the way, when you walk to the park, when you walk to the mailbox, when you're walking to the car, whatever it is. Usually we're running to the car, right? And we're like, it's craziness. But when you're in the van, okay, we are in our minivan, and we are driving, and we have as Andrea knows, we have a 22-minute ride to church. And it's, you know, sometimes I just want to be quiet and be lazy and not talk, and sometimes there's time for that. But sometimes it's a perfect time to talk to your kids, you know, and talk to them about, memorize a verse together, or sometimes, you know, it's just, oh, today is June 24th, so Proverbs 24:1, here, I'll hand in one on my phone. Go to Proverbs 24, read the first verse in Proverbs 24, okay, and we'll talk about it. But talk about it when you walk, by the way, when you lie down. Give them a scripture verse when you put them to bed. When you get up, give them a verse. You know, I made up a little song the other day. Read God's word, read God's word. The first thing that we do each day is read God's word. Now, it's not always the first thing that we do, but I want it to be the first, pretty much the first thing that we do is read God's word. Read God's word. So if they can get that in their head, maybe they'll remember, okay, we read God's word first before we run to the computer and play a game or, you know, whatever it is. But teach them diligently. And if you look here, this encompasses our children, their words, okay, their mouth. These words which I command you this day shall be in thy heart. You have talk of them, right? And it talks about the eyes. They shall be as frontlets between your eyes. This is your focus, okay? Don't let all the distractions of this world and all the pressures that are out there on you as a mom to be, you know, like this model mom, this model Facebook or Pinterest mom who has everything together all the time, you know, and she's doing every single activity with her kids, and she just got it. Really, that's fake. Okay, the reality is we all get up, we all have laundry, we all have dishes, we all have houses that have to get picked up constantly. So let's just, you know, let God be the driving focus in our lives, and His Word be our conversation. Let's, you know, infused in our lives, just like there was that water infused with lemon or lime. That's how our lives are supposed to be with our children. Let it be infused with God's Word. So it talks about the hands. Bind them on your hands. Write it on your heart, encompassing your thoughts. But I have a few, about 1 minute, maybe 2 minutes left. I know I got started later, but some discussion starters to talk to your children about God's Word. You ever wonder, okay, sometimes I thought, I just need like this little book. Sometimes I can just pull out and like some good questions for my kids. You know, if I don't have them, if I'm, you know, my brain's too tired or something. But here's just some thoughts for you, and you could make a huge list, I'm sure. Ask them, like I said earlier, what's the most important command in the Bible? And then talk to him about it. How can you love God first? How can you love God first? In what ways can you love others? The second command. What's the first thing you think about each morning? What's the last thing you think about when you go to bed? And then ask your kids, now maybe you want them just to be able to think about this, but what kind of words do you say into your breath when mama says something that you don't like? Or when you're upset? Does God hear you? Does God see it? Does He approve? Would you be embarrassed if we wrote those words out for everyone to see? What are some ways to get God's Word into your home? I say turn the TV off, number one. Seriously. I am not trying to harp on the TV, but it is so influential on our children. We do not need cartoons going in the background all day. We just don't. And my kids do watch some TV. Actually, we don't really watch TV. We don't just subscribe to any channels. But we have Netflix or whatever. Okay, so they do see some stuff. But, man, I am like always, like a teacher, you know, you're always like figuring stuff out in your head. I'm always, okay, well, what did they spend time doing today? Is the math done? Is the reading done? Is the practice done? Have they listened to Spanish videos today? Have they, you know, are they learning? You know, it's not like it's, oh, let's keep it on as background noise. Let background noise be scripture. Turn on some good music. Memorize God's word together. Listen to Bible verses on CD. And I have a little giveaway. Do you have the basket of names? Okay, I'm going to pull a name out, and I'm going to give this away. This is a CD. We actually had this one in our van. And Mr. E, not the Mr. other Mr. E, but Mr. E, I forgot his name, Earl something. I'll give it back in a second. He has all these scripture verses that he wrote. Song music too. So I think you'll like it. I think you will like it, Nikki Memel. Okay. Well, you did today. Okay.
Thank you.
So little small steps. Read a verse in Proverbs I mentioned that talk about it. Talk to your children about God throughout the day. Take your children to church on Sunday morning. Make it a special day. Be, you know, 1 year of just bringing your children to Sunday school regularly, that's 52 hours of instruction in God's Word. And follow up with the service, and then you have 104. Okay, you have another hour. And then follow up Sunday night, and you have another 156 now. And then follow up by Wednesday night, and you have over 200. Okay? Get the Word of God in their hearts. Make it routine so they know, we're going to church. This is important. All right? And switch out one media option for something spiritually helpful. Maybe it could be an app on your phone that's teaching Bible verses or something.
Yes. You can also put scripture on the walls.
asked.
Yes, thank you very much for saying that, because that was one of the first things I thought of when I read this verse. Put the Bible verses on the walls. You know, it's a project you can do with your kids. You know, go say, what's your favorite verse? You can, like, look at it. If you're not creative yourself, you could look on Pinterest or Etsy and find someone who's done that, or get one of your crafty friends to help you make the verse. And your kids, like, oh, this is your favorite verse? Let's put it right by your bed. You know, that's one of the first things I see in the morning. Every morning is this verse someone gave me. I love it. It just helps me all the time. And help your children read the Bible. Give them a plan. Help them out. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you. Melissa, don't go far. Those were fantastic.